For the Purpose Critique Review, Education and Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for Magic Monkey Mania number 48. And this is WC Chronicles, your senior host. And I wish you could see the junior nerd host as he would turn his back around, look at his lines he wrote on the wall.
You know, it's like, this is good fun, like we're talking about. Sometimes you need a complete... jolt, like the monkeys.
Yes.
When the monkeys come out with something, or God forbid, you know, God rest Peter Tork soul.
Right.
I forget the other guy. Davy.
Davy Jones.
Okay. You know, sometimes you see a picture of them and it's like, wow, why can't time stand still? And I think a lot of us get like that in a mental zone hoarding.
Yeah.
And we get a mental hoard, like, I need this, this, and this. And you really don't. And when you have the opportunity to let something go that somebody could use or throw out, do it, because I think you release a positive vibe.
You can't take it. It's truth. You can't take it with you.
And I think it's better to just live and let live and try to move forward, because, you know, we get all caught up in this clutter with all this technology and stuff. Listen to our podcast. We're trying to release some positive vibes into an uncertain world
full
of anxiety.
Listen to the podcast, because it will not take up space in your closet.
No.
It will not take up space in your cupboard. It won't help you increase your gas mileage, but it won't hurt it either.
And it won't, and it'll cut down your stress level. We promise you that with some good music.
That's the best part. So we are continuing our tribute to Peter Tork, the 60s portion. It's kind of building our own double LP. We did side one of the first LP last week, and we're kind of getting into side two right now of what we're building for a Peter Tork Monkees 60s album.
And the great thing about this is sometimes you just got to let it go and get your rocks and nuts out and just be like bolts, like you say, cutters. Let it go. Clutter the truck. This fell apart. We don't need this. Here's the music.
Move it on. So first of it is going to be Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda is the very novelty knockoff party song that Peter sang. It was the only one he was given lead vocal to. It's not something you can say, hey, let's do a dance remix to it. No, it's just what it is. It's live. But I got kind of looking around, and I found on YouTube it was someone who cleared away as much of the music as possible. So it's just the vocals only. It's kind of a unique way to listen to it. You still hear a good maybe 10%, 20%, I'm going to say 10% music bleed through, but you get just the vocals only. So here is Auntie Griselda, which I would have for track one on side two.
She knows her mind all right, your Auntie Griselda. She says she knows my kind, she might maybe so. Oh yeah, she's raised you right, your Auntie Griselda. You only know the things she wants you to know. I know she's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. You can't begrudge her style, your Auntie Griselda. She couldn't budge a smile and do it for free. So righteous making fudge, your Auntie Griselda. So proper judging others over her tea. You look just like her, you do. I know by looking at you that you've been listening to your Auntie Griselda. Oh no, don't look at me like Auntie Griselda. It takes much more to be someone of your own. You've got to make it free from Auntie Griselda. Or just like her, you'll have to make it alone. I know she's having a fit. She doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda. Griselda. Griselda.
All right, I really like that. That's the first time I actually, you know, you can hear parts of the vocal that you don't hear in the song, as always with an isolated vocal.
Gross. Oh my gosh. Ghost Whispers with Jennifer Love Hewitt. Sorry. I could picture that in one of those attic scenes. Auntie Griselda, like when something hits you and you're like
something
all tripped out.
So our next song is, actually the next two songs I'm putting back to back is Peter Tork's song, Ladies Baby. First, we're going to play the 68 stereo version from Missing Links, and then we're going to play the acoustic version from Disc 3 from the Birds, Bees, Monkeys, and Rarities. So here is Missing Links version first.
Birds, Bees, Monkeys, and Rarities.
Smiles and coos takes away my lonely blues. Baby's mother cooks my meal. Warm and cool is really real. Running never was much fun. Did was bring me down. chasing round isn't where it's at. Tension puts you in the ground. Ladies, baby, let me know. Life was meant for moving slow. Baby's mother knows this too. Lady, I love you.
All right, you see the difference in there? The last one is the first one is not acoustic. The second one is acoustic. What are you laughing at the missing
dude,
links?
The dude with his yellow or blue, light blue hat on.
That's Nesbitt.
The other guy's got the glasses down.
That's
like
Peter.
He looked, okay, but that was the style.
That was the style.
That's the way you remember these guys.
Well, these are the clothes they were wearing in the second in the season or the first season when they were advertising for JCPenney's.
Yeah, so this is what you remember.
You could buy monkey's clothes back in the day.
This is the good stuff you remember, man.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to build an LP here and something. I normally don't go back and listen to my own podcast, but I'm probably going to take all these and put it up on one podcast for people to listen to. So here is number three, third track. This is Tear the Top Right Off My Head. Now, originally, Mickey sang lead on this, but there is a Peter Tork version, which comes to us from Missing Links 3. Of Tear the Top Right Off My Head.
Honestly, that's a pretty cool title, and it's a pretty cool vibe because it's like, you know what? We all have those days of allergies, and it feels like your head's torn off.
I never thought of comparing that to an allergy song. Because obviously, it's a song about a girl. It's come down, you know, hey, you've ripped the...
Just like a bad allergy like we're having here. Yeah. It just feels like, oh my gosh, my
I can't listen
off.
To that song the same way again. It's an allergy song. It would be a good song to have for like Allerest or Zytec or...
You never know,
or
man.
Goobla Goblin, one of those allergy medicines. That'd be a good one to have. Gets us to our next track, Seeger's Theme. Different mini versions. Peter has recorded this. There's some acoustics, some non-acoustics. It's an instrumental theme. Everybody's recorded this. It goes back Seeger, Pete Seeger from the folk music period. Springsteen's covered a version of this. Here, go ahead.
Now, if you have Seeger's with an A, you have Seeger's...
Drinking wine coolers, yeah. This was way before that time. So here is Seeger's Theme's the demo, the first time Peter did it, from the headquarters sessions.
1, 2, 3, 7. Thank you.
All right, you're kind of impressed by Seeger's theme.
Tell you, I wrote it on the...
On the wall?
No, on the on the line, the paper on the line. That's it. That's just unbelievable. That's just a mind blower.
That's how enjoyable you would like
that.
Yeah,
that is really neat. Yeah. That's something I think that you could go and just take like whatever.
You could put it on a loop.
Yeah, and just go out and just... And that clears your mind. That's really neat.
I would put that in the shopping mall on the over here at Fashion Mall.
Yeah.
Going up the escalators. Yeah. All right. So let's get to our last track. I think I might throw in one or more two songs next podcast just because I want a good freaking double LP here that I'm making. I like this version of Words. Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart wrote it. It was not on an album. But there's a couple different versions out there. The TV show version is different from one of the others. But this is that version that has the flute solo, and right after the flute solo, you'll hear that little tiny spot of where they reversed the tape and played the guitar portions backwards. One of my favorites.
Girl, don't you know every time I see you smile?
It hurts so bad, 'cause when I see you I
try everything to stop, but there's no denying
that falling in love with you, girl, is just like dying.
Oh, don't walk away. How can I make you stay? Don't turn.
Good, you actually recognize the part where they're playing it backwards.
Oh, that's pretty trippy, man. But I love them chimes in that one. And I love the fact that they each jumped on another instrument. Shows you how just crazy that time was.
Davey's on the drums. They like, let's all trade each other's instruments. So anyway, that is it for this podcast.
Trade each other's instruments. That's perfect coin. I love that.
Well, you had... that. You know what I mean. Anyway... That is it for Magic Monkey Mania number 48, Peter Tork, 60s Tribute Part 2. There will be Part 3, Part 4, and Part 5 for the 60s, because we're building this double LP in honor of Peter.
Double LP by Peter.